Now we're in March, we're starting to look ahead and bank holidays are on the way. You've got Easter weekend at the end of the month. You've also got two bank holidays in May as well, which means it is starting to become the right time to get outside and into the garden. However, it always brings out a crop of back pain issues. Let me introduce you now to Alex Newton, who is a Beeson chiropractor and is here for you this afternoon. Alex, thank you for coming in.
Good afternoon, Verity. Thank you for inviting me.
We were mentioning as well about the snow, that there's yellow weather warning at the moment for snow and ice, and you were saying that actually that does tend to cause a lot of people phoning you up and wanting to come down.
Lots of patients will either slip in the snow or on the ice or fall on the bottoms, and usually within a week or two of that occurring, and we tend to have an increase of patient demanding chiropractic care to get those problems sorted out.
Almost set a clock to it then.
Almost, yes. But we haven't had an awful lot this year. So, yes, hopefully we don't have too much ice and everybody can get out into the garden and enjoy a little bit more sunshine over the next few days.
The ice and snow as well, it just makes you walk a bit funny, doesn't it? So normally when you're quite happy just striding along, but something about the ice and snow that does make your whole body just tense up.
People tend to walk quite rigidly, and you just got to be careful going out and making sure you're wearing the right footwear. And that's when a lot of people perhaps get caught out, that they're not wearing a tread on their shoe that is nice and thick, that is going to support them if they are walking on very wet surfaces as well, as not just the ice as well. That does affect your posture quite considerably. Yes,
Alex is here and can take some questions if you do want to. 9343434. But let's be optimistic. Let's focus on the fact that it's going to be great weather, and you're going to want to get outside into the garden. What can you do? What can you do to prepare yourself for a day in the garden? That first steps.
Okay, so spring is on us, the last few days of, or the last week or so, have been some really nice days. I noticed a lot of people have already been out and cut their lawn, because I don't think winter actually happened in the garden. Everything's kept growing, so everyone's itching to get out there. Back pain in gardening is no different from any back pain, really. And there's two causative factors there that can cause major problems. One is that you're doing a lot of repeated activity because you think, right, we're against the weather, so I want to get all this cleared up very quickly, and that can give rise to problems, especially if you've been relatively sedentary over the winter. And the other thing is that you just do that one action that can aggravate the back, either lifting and twisting or bending and twisting at the same time, so we need to be wary of that. But the sort of things you'd like to think, let's sort of warm up, because we're going to do, it's an exercise, isn't it?
So you would assume kind of stretching.
It's not the Olympics, but no. Let's not go overboard. But actually, is anybody realistically going to stand there and do some stretching exercises before? So if we take that apart, let's just think about the fact of maybe warming up slowly in by way of actually starting with some light activities in the garden, and perhaps doing just a little bit of brushing down or something like that, just to get the bodies warmed up to start with, before we tackle some of those heavier tasks that perhaps we should leave to later in the day when we're a little bit warmer.
So you're not necessarily talking about doing any kind of athletic stretches, just ease your way into it.
Ease your way in, plan your day, try not to take on major jobs all in one go, rather than saying, right, I'm going to do all of this today. Perhaps spread it out over a number of days, and also vary the activities so that you might be doing some lightweight activities such as pruning or chopping of trees, and then perhaps a little bit later if you want to do a bit of digging or bending or weeding. So alternate it, and change the posture that you're using every 20 minutes or so that you're looking at different postures, so you're working different parts of the spine.
Okay, so it's a bit of planning involved. But
that would be ideal.
You know what it's like with gardening, though? You start to do one thing and then you think, hold on, I just need to do that now, and I need to do that. So the planning sometimes goes out the window. Are there any particular types of, tools, equipment, that kind of thing, that might be able to help alleviate some of the strain on your back?
Well, the first thing to realise is we need to make sure that the tools are right for us. So there's no point someone petite actually using a large spade. So you can get smaller spades, looking at long-handled shears and secateurs, looking at long-handled trowels, so it involves less bending and you're sort of making a good posture. Try and keep the equipment close to you as well when you're using it, because that uses your body, whole body strength, contracting those core muscles, and so that you're not sort of using your body as more of a fulcrum, and that's where the strain can come, either up between the neck and shoulders or in the lower back region if you're overstretching and overreaching. So get up close to what you need to do. And use the right equipment there.
And you can get stuff to help you kneel down as well. I see something of that description.
There's lots of little things. There's a little kneeling stool. Yeah. That's fine if you haven't got problems with your knees. That's not always ideal. But just using a little kneeling pad, or use an old pillow or something, an old cushion, pop it in a waterproof bag or something and kneel on that in the garden and move that around so you're kneeling down. So your posture's in a very neutral position. Mm-hmm. Kneeling's a good position. And actually from that position, if you're starting to get some backache, you can do some sort of little cat stretching back exercises from that position. It's really good too. Keep you stretched out when you're bending forward a lot.
Alex, stay there for us. You're listening to Alex Newton at the moment, who is a chiropractor in Beeston. You'll hear more from Alex after this. Edwin Starr, stuff on site at 26 minutes past three. News headlines will be on the way at 3:30. You're here at the moment with Alex Newton, who is a chiropractor in Beeston, having a busy time. So thank you for popping in. You're like, yes, it's really busy. So talking about gardening, and you mentioned actually just before we played that song, that if you can start to feel, when you're kneeling, if you can start to feel your back starting to ache a little bit, then you can do, now you described it as a cat. What was it? Yeah. A cat stretch?
Yes, one of the nice things. If you're down in the kneeling position, you can just be on all fours with your knees on the ground and just arch and hollow your back and stretch everything out and just keep in that nice neutral position. So if you're already down there, you want to be doing that to help you stretch. But if we just stand up a few and wave our arms about and extend our spines when we're standing up, when we've been stooping forward, we sort of reset the spine and let those muscles stretch out a bit, and then we can go back and do a little bit more. Yeah. It's about keeping it short and sweet, little bits of spurts of bending, and then follow that by a little bit of stretching and exercise, and go and have a cup of tea and put the kettle on and watch the weeds grow a little bit longer, and then go back again a bit later.
Reward yourself, and then that way you're also kind of stopping yourself from doing much pain.
20 to 30 minutes doing one activity is more than enough for the spine, and then move on to something different.
Those stretches sound a little bit like yoga poses as well.
Absolutely. Very good at that.
Yeah. What would you do? You know, if you're in the garden, suddenly you feel something twinge. If you do something and you realise that actually you have done something wrong, what would be your first steps from there?
Really, you need to stop.
Really?
The temptation is, let me just finish this last little bit.
Or
I'll
work through it.
Work through it. Really, perhaps to stop, to do some little stretches as we've described. Perhaps just lie on the ground and just bring your knees up to your chest, or just do some very gentle pelvic tilts, or curling up into a little ball if that feels a little bit better. If it starts to persist a little bit longer, the application of an ice pack would help, perhaps, making sure it's wrapped in a tea towel or some kitchen paper, so it's not cold
and it's definitely
and wet
ice
on the spine.
We
usually opt for ice at this stage. If you've pulled a little muscle or a joint, just to try and reduce the inflammation. But then leave that off a little bit, then do a few more exercises. We tend to try not to recommend that people go and have a hot bath, because that's always a temptation when all those muscles are aching. It might be nice at the time, but when the muscles start to cool down a little bit later, if you have got muscle spasm there, you can tend to find that can make you quite acute, so be wary of that. But by all means, use heat and cold, a combination of the two, if you find that actually helps. But if in doubt, always go for the ice to start with.
I guess there's a reason, isn't there, why athletes jump in ice baths afterwards and not hot baths.
That's very, very brave, but yes, there is some scientific evidence that does help repair with muscles and joints and things that get
strained. Ice stretches, after how many days should you start to worry and start to think about perhaps getting in touch with a professional?
We usually recommend the 3-day rule. Mm-hmm. So after 3 days, if things aren't significantly improving and you've done the ice and you've perhaps taken a little bit of analgesia or paracetamol or ibuprofen or anything like that, if you're allowed to take things like that, and things aren't settling down and a few little stretches haven't allowed it, then it's best to probably contact a professional to have some further advice.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. It does sound like, and I don't know if I'm saying this and it's right, is that actually most of the issues you could have with your back can be avoided just if it's almost slow and steady and yeah.
Listening to your body. We have a favourite saying, listen to your body, whisper, don't wait for it to scream.
I like that. Oh, you're good. Alex, thank you very much for
coming in. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you in. Alex Newton there.